That's Garth by request in the drive-thru lunch. That's summer 106.7 K-Chuck Country. Well, it's just about summer. What, we've got another 11 days till it's officially summer. We have some visitors in the studio. They're dressed for summer, looking all fabulous as they always do. Lucy Angel in studio with me right now. Thanks for joining us today, you guys.
Hey. Thanks for having us.
They all talk at the same time. I love it. Okay, so let's introduce yourselves, all right?
All right, I'm Kate, the mom.
Okay, that's Kate the mom.
Hey, I'm Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
And I'm Emily, and Lindsay and I are sisters.
All right, this is a family, right? It's a mother-daughter's trio, country trio. And I actually talked with them on the phone a while back, and I blogged about them and talked about their show, Discovering Lucy Angel, on Access TV. And you guys have been at this for 11 years, and things are just finally starting to hit for you.
Yeah, it's been quite a ride, quite a journey, and we've really enjoyed, you know, the whole process. And we moved to Nashville 12 years ago, literally drove in on Valentine's Day in the middle of an ice storm.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we've just been, you know, working on our sound and just really, I mean, there's so much talent in Nashville. We really just kind of dove in head first and songwriting community. And yeah, it's been amazing.
Pretty intimidating, I would say. But first,
very intimidating.
But you know what? I love the fact that you guys said, okay, this is what we want to do. So we know what we have to do. And that is get in our car, leave Arizona, and get to Nashville.
That's right.
Yes. No. Drive our U-Haul, pulling another car with the girls trailing.
There should have been cameras following that excursion across country. I just have to say that.
That would have been a cool thing just from the very beginning, you know? It would be like a 10-year, 11-year show, right?
Right. No, and there wasn't, I mean, it's been chaos from the beginning. Like, it didn't just happen in the 4 months of shooting. It's been there all along.
Actually, no, I know that there's chaos in the family, but watching the show, it stresses me out how much chaos there is.
The whole, yeah.
Seriously, I don't. Why we even try to go anywhere together as a family is beyond me.
That's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
You don't realize the dynamics until you get to watch back. Like, maybe I should go back and watch some home video, right?
It's
true. It's true. That was actually more nerve-wracking watching the first edit of the episode one, rather than filming it. Because it was like, well, now it's all said and done. So
40 hours of filming, plus they pulled, I think, from some of the sizzle reel. You have no idea what's going to end up on the
You do forget when you're wrapped up in the filming that people are actually going to see.
They're going to watch this.
Oh, yeah. Totally what Lindsay just said.
We
wrapped filming and it dawned on us in a heavy way that, okay, well, here we go now.
Here we are, warts and all.
Right.
Well, I love that about you, because as I was mentioning off mic, I said you guys were just very down home and real. It was like nobody was really around. You guys were just being who you are, and I love that about your show. I love that about you guys. So that was cool.
Thank you for that. It actually also had, we have to give credit to the crew as well, because they were so amazing. And honestly, you know, the huge cameras that were in the room were just sort of an extension of the people behind them, and they were just quality people. So everything did sort of just like disappear.
We're talking to Lucy Angel from Discovering Lucy Angel on Access TV. They are a country trio. And, you know, honestly, I have to say I'm proud for you guys. The first American act to sing in the Great Hall of the People in Beijing, China. That is amazing. Now, how cool was that?
It was mind-blowing. I mean, we drove into Tiananmen Square and, I mean, I don't know if my girls remember all the history of everything that went on.
Tiananmen Square, I do.
Yes, and to go in there and be welcomed by all of these Chinese dignitaries, it was surreal and just an amazing experience I'll never forget.
I love the fact that you brought country music there and
and cowboy boots.
I love it.
Lindsay said, I think this is the first time cowboy boots have ever been worn in the Great Hall of the People.
That's great. Bringing country music worldwide. We love that. Now, Noah Gordon, he's produced your album. He's actually the producer produced with the Low Cash Cowboys and also Colt Ford as well, correct?
Yeah.
Now, I've listened to, you know, Crazy 2, your new single. You guys have got to be so stoked about that, because you guys are getting lots of ads on radio right now. You're doing great.
Yay. Oh, my gosh. No, it's seriously amazing. It's again, surreal. Like,
overwhelming and hard to believe, and we are
but so exciting.
So excited, yeah.
Now, the song was written by what? Shane McAnally, Brandi Clark, and Karen Rochelle. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what a team.
Supergroup.
That is a supergroup. I saw the names on the writer's credits. I'm like, wow, these are some heavy hitters here.
Well, it was interesting because we had actually thought that we had the record picked. The songs were already picked. We were going in and tracking the next day, and we took one more pitch meeting, and we were sitting there, and then they played Crazy 2.
And we didn't bingo.
Know. Yeah. You know, they don't say, and this is a new song by Brandi Clark. Yeah. They just play the song. And so we had really no idea who the writers were. We just knew that we loved the song and completely could relate to the song and, you know, figured that everybody would know that girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, know that girl or be that girl.
Or be that girl, yeah.
Definitely. Well, as soon as I heard it, I went, that's me. That is me. And so, you know, we're going to play it right now. Let's play it right now for everybody in K-Jug country because they're all going to go, all the ladies are going to go, mm-hmm, that's us too. So right now, it is Lucy Angel and Crazy 2 on 106.7 K-Jug Country.
She's lost a couple screws. Yeah, I know why she's crazy. Cause baby, you done made me crazy too. I know why she calls you always crying on the phone. Driving by late at night just to see if you were home. I know why she was wondering if you were telling her the truth. Crazy too. Crazy makes you do the things you swore you'd never do. Checking emails, checking details, calls and texts from unknown females. Yeah, crazy ain't so crazy when you're going through it too. Through your garbage, through your pockets, through your trunk and glove compartment. I know why she's crazy. Crazy too.
You think? I'm sure y'all love that, right? Lucy Angel in studio with me. Ladies, it has been a joy talking to you. Lindsay, Kate, Emily, all three of you. My goodness, you're beautiful inside and out. Your Aww. Song is amazing. I'm sure the album is killer as well. Go download that today on iTunes, correct?
Yes.
You can get that on iTunes. And where else can we get that?
Walmart, Target.
I love the way they say it in unison. Walmart and Target. Okay, get on over there and get yourself a copy of that album because it's fantastic. It is a self-titled album, Lucy Angel. Just look for these three gorgeous angels on the cover and you'll see them, okay?
Hey, can we you take you awesome. Everywhere?
You can. You can. But then I'll miss our listeners here. I'm sorry.
And I'm sure they would miss you.
I'll come visit you, okay? How's that sound?
That sounds good. Let's do that, yeah.
It was really great talking to you and wish you all the best.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us. Drive-Thru Lunch continues in just a moment. 106.7 KJUG Country.